Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 16 of the Ash Bros podcast. So excited to bring you guys this episode today. I'm Todd, of course, here with Peter. And it should be a very exciting episode today, man. Peter, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Doing well. I'm happy to get this underway again. Feels like I'm saying the same thing. It sounds like a broken record. But yeah, another predictions week for us. So yeah, I'm looking to see if I can expand on my record and obviously get better at these picks.
Yeah, same here. We have some interesting predictions for this week. I feel like both of us kind of taking some upsets and whatnot, but let's get into it, man. I mean, our first game here, we have the Cleveland Browns and the Minnesota Vikings. This game is taking place in London, England, and this is actually the second straight week that the Vikings are playing an international game. I think last week they were playing the Steelers in Dublin, in Ireland there. So I believe they're the first team in NFL history to play back-to-back international games. So I mean, it must be interesting for them, playing those games back-to-back, but I don't know about you, Peter, but I got the Vikings winning this game, and I think with this win, I think they'll go to 3-2 on the season. I just like them in this game. I think the Browns, you know, they're starting Dylan Gabriel. It's going to be his first career start, and, you know, Brian Flores' defense against a rookie quarterback making his first start across the pond there. I don't know. I feel like that favors the Vikings a lot. I think Flores is 4-0 as well against rookie quarterbacks, so I like the Vikings getting this win here, a lot better defense.
Yeah, I'm with you there as well. Like you said, Dylan Gabriel making his first career start, that's the biggest thing more than anything. I don't think the Vikings' offense is that good, to be honest with you. It took them a while to get clicking against the Steelers, and yeah, they almost came back, but they really weren't consistent and great in that game. The Browns have a much better defense than the Steelers, in my opinion, so it can make things interesting. But like you said, Dylan Gabriel starting his first career game against a very tough defense. Defense likes to give you multiple looks. And not only is it his first career start, like you said, it's across the pond. So it's a short week, and on top of that, it's a travel week. It's just not ideal and not a great start for him. So, I mean, if he can somehow overcome the odds, it'll be great. But, yeah, I just don't see it happening. I have the Vikings too.
Now, let's get into some of the matchups that are going to be taking place on Sunday afternoon here in North America. So we got the first game here. We have the 1-3 Houston Texans traveling to take on the 1-3 Baltimore Ravens. This is an interesting matchup, right? Both teams, you know, won their divisions last year, playoff teams. And coming into the season, both teams, you would probably look at them and be like, oh, they're going to make the playoffs again. But they've broken off the slow start so far this season and dealing with their own issues, the Ravens mainly with their defense and the Texans more so with their offense. But for me, I have the Texans winning this game on the road, and I think they'll improve the 2-3 on the season, win their second straight game. The biggest reason why is because, honestly, Lamar Jackson is injured for the Ravens. He's not going to be playing on Sunday, and I just feel like the Texans' defense, they've already been playing so well. They're only allowing 12.8 points allowed per game, which is number one in the NFL. And Cooper Rush, I don't think he's a bad backup quarterback, but I just feel like he's going to struggle against that Texans defense. And CJ Stroud and, you know, Houston's offense will do just enough against the Ravens defense that is really, really banged up right now.
Those are good points. I think, again, like the Texans, like you said, are more than formidable front. We have such a good defense like that. You can kind of do whatever you want. I'm actually going to go with the Ravens in a super grind-out game. I think even without Lamar, it's going to be extremely tough. But I think after the eye-opener that's been the last couple weeks for them in terms of not getting Derrick Henry the ball, at this point it's getting super alarming. I think he's eighth in the league in rushing, but last week he had just 8 touches in total. And he's among one of the fewest touches in general across the NFL. Wow. Like, I think something has to change. I think their identity is going to go back to running the ball without Lamar Jackson being in the lineup, and I think they'll give a lot of Derrick Henry in this one. Obviously, the Texans defense is more than capable of stopping him, but I think Derrick Henry will have to do just enough in this game, and you'll have one of those vintage Derrick Henry performances to give them the victory.
Our next game here, we have an interesting matchup here. The 2-2 Denver Broncos going on the road to take on the 4-0 reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. In this game, I have the Eagles winning this game to go to 5-0. The Broncos are a decent team. I feel like, you know, they're 2-2. You can argue that they could easily be 4-0 right now, to be honest, but I just think the Eagles are the better team, even though they've been kind of struggling so far this season. Some people are saying that, you know, they're the worst 4-0 team of all time and whatnot. I think last year's Chiefs team might have something to say about that. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Eagles are, you know, kind of struggling along even with these, you know, these last few games. They haven't been playing at their best. But, you know, when you're a championship team, you know, you can kind of sometimes, get away with not playing at your best, especially early on in the season where everyone's trying to find their identity on both sides of the ball. So, for me, I like the Eagles win this game at home. I think they'll be able to grind it out, get a close win over a good Broncos team at home.
Yeah, man, it's tough. This one, too, also had me kind of in a bind. I know the Eagles are undefeated, and a lot of people on paper would be like, oh, it's the Eagles at home. It's kind of like a, even if it's a tough fix, you kind of go with the home team right there. And obviously, reigning Super Bowl champion and how they've been playing, I know it's kind of been up and down, but when you find a way to get wins, you find a way to get wins. I'm actually going to go with the Broncos in this one. I think, again, their defense has been starting to come along these last couple of weeks, especially last week. I know they played the Bengals, and the Bengals are kind of up and down. But I like what they're doing kind of on both sides of the ball, especially offensively now. They're kind of trying to run the ball and establish something there. J.K. Dobbins, somehow, some way, this guy's body keeps hanging up and despite all the injuries in his career, and he still looks really formidable. I think it's just a lot of it's obviously going to be on Bo Nix. Bo Nix has to be efficient and a lot better than he has been over the course of big games in his career. But if he can make one or two, I know it's not a lot, but maybe two or three key throws in this game, and they can keep it into third and manageable for the most part and get some points on the board, I think they can win this game. So I'm going to lean Broncos here. I think the defense gets just enough to slow down the Eagles' struggling offense, I'll add. And I think they'll do just enough to get the victory and pull off what many people think is an upset.
Yeah, I think the biggest matchup is going to be A.J. Brown against Patrick Surtain. You know, two of the best at their respective positions going at it. That should be a fun battle to watch, I feel like, during this game. The next matchup here, we have the 1-2-1 Dallas Cowboys on the road taking on the New York Jets, who are winless so far this season at 0-4. I don't know. This is an interesting matchup. You look at the Cowboys so far this season, they're first in total offense and then last in total defense. So very, very interesting team to watch throughout these first 4 weeks of the season. I think the Jets are going to get this game. I think they're going to win their first game of the season, and Aaron Glenn's going to get his first win as the head coach of the Jets. I feel like for Dallas, you know, they played really well against the Packers last week, but they're on, you know, coming off the overtime game, and, you know, they're making that trip to the East Coast. I just feel like the Jets are kind of due for a win. They've been very close a couple of times throughout the season. I think Justin Fields, you know, going up against his former head coach when he was with the Bears and Matt Eberflus, I think Fields is going to have a good game there. And then I think the Jets defense will do just enough against Dak Prescott, who's been awesome so far this season, and the Jets are going to get their first win of the season.
I like the Jets. I like the way they're playing in terms of like what Justin Fields provides, I guess, for the team. I like that sense of the Jets and kind of how things are kind of working over there in terms of like the excitement they have and explosive plays. What I don't like is this dysfunctional stuff that's going on. I know the Cowboys are dysfunctional, but it just seems like they have a lot of issues over there. And I don't know. It's just something about the end of that game against the Dolphins, guys leaving the field early, Sauce Gardner. Like, you see something like that happening with Will McDonald. It's like, it kind of makes you think, it's like, man, like the Cowboys are dysfunctional, but these guys might be even worse. I'm going to lean Dallas. Again, we're going to disagree once again so far, 3-for-3. But I'm going to lean Dallas in this one. I think their offense will be able to score and move the ball well against that Jets defense, who, again, didn't look that great against Miami last week. And I know the Cowboys' defense might be the worst in the NFL, and that's going to be the key. But I think Justin Fields is always due for one or two turnovers, and I think that will be the key difference in this game.
Next matchup here, we have the 1-3 New York Giants on the road taking the 0-4 Saints. I have the Saints winning this game and winning their first game of the season. I was kind of going back and forth. At first, I actually had the Giants winning this game, and then I kind of switched it around last minute. But I look at the Saints, man. They've been pretty decent at home this year. I mean, week one, they barely lost to the Cardinals, you know, at home. Week two, they barely lost to the 49ers at home. So they've been competitive at home against, you know, I would say two playoff caliber teams, the 49ers for sure, and even the Cardinals, I think, are a playoff caliber team. And now they're playing the Giants, who I know they beat the Chargers last week in Jackson Dart's first start, but now Jackson Dart has to go on the road, and in that environment, I don't think it's going to be, you know, an easy place to play there in New Orleans. And I like Spencer Rattler, man. He's been playing actually decently well for the most part this season outside of that game against the Seahawks a couple of weeks ago, and they played the Bills tough last week, so I do think the Saints are going to get a close win here at home.
That's four in a row. Four in a row, we disagree with each other, man. Four in a row. I'm going to go with the Giants. I think the Giants are going to be explosive enough in this game and get the job done. Even without Malik Nabers, I think Jackson Dart gives them an extra bit of juice that they didn't have before. And I think he's going to, again, run the ball. I think they're going to try to be effective with read options, zone reads. Cam Scataboo, he's like, people keep saying, I hate to say it, people are saying walking TT. I think that's a little insane. But he is a monster. And I think you have someone like that who kind of operating the field, I think he can do really well. Their defense, I think, will do just enough as well. I know the Saints play the Bills tough. I just think, again, what they're looking at, especially defensively on the Giants, is going to be a lot of a different story. And in terms of the atmosphere, I don't know, man. Like, he played SEC football against top-tier teams. I do like the New Orleans Saints. I still respect their fan base. But, man, it's miserable over there right now. I don't know if they're going to be as rocking as they used to be. I'm going to lean Giants here in a close one.
Our next game here should be an interesting one. We have the 1-3 Las Vegas Raiders traveling to Indianapolis to take on the 3-1 Colts. In this game, I have the Colts winning this one, going to 4-1 on the season. For me, I just look at the Colts and, you know, I feel like they should, honestly, they could arguably be 4-0 right now. Last week, that game against the Rams they had, and it wasn't for, you know, a couple of plays here and there, Donovan Mitchell, you know, fumbling the ball, you know, right as he's about to, you know, cross the plane and get that touchdown. Daniel Jones throwing a couple of interceptions there as well. And then, you know, they allowed Tutu Atwell to get behind him too for an 88-yard touchdown with like a minute left in the fourth quarter that basically sealed the game for the Rams there. So I don't know. I feel like the Colts are, you know, they've been really impressive so far. I think they look like the best team, honestly, in the AFC South. You can argue them or Jacksonville. But the Colts have been playing great. And the Raiders, honestly, they've been kind of underwhelming ever since that week one win against the Patriots. Geno Smith has thrown 7 picks already this year. He's on pace to throw 29 picks. So I don't know if he's going to throw that many, but it's not looking too great. I just think the Colts here at home, I feel like they're going to be able to get out to an early lead with their dynamic offense led by Indiana Jones, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes. And yeah, I think they're going to get that win, go to 4-1.
Finally, we agree, man. We agree on something. I also am going with the Indianapolis Colts. The only thing is the Colts are susceptible of giving up a lot of big plays. So far this year, everyone basically have played has somewhat gotten, other than Miami in game week one, has gotten a big play against them. So they are, like, very much susceptible of giving up those big plays. And the Raiders are on level big plays, it seems like, right? Ashton Nanty had a big run last week. I can recall Trey Tucker going for 3 touchdowns against Washington. I can also recall Brock Bowers, if he's healthier than usual, can go for a big play. Dante Thornton's a big play receiver. Like, they have a lot of big play weapons. So the Colts, you got to be careful if you're the Colts there, because even though they've been playing very well offensively, defensively, it's either they're super high or super low. And when you do a lot of those blitzes and kind of those pre-snap looks and you don't really have the talent to do that, right? Like, that's the difference between the Vikings and, like, I guess the Browns or I guess the Giants, for example, teams that show different looks, right? When you can do that stuff, it works when you have a bunch of talent. But when you have a bunch of young guys, especially like the Colts do, it's really, really, really tough to continuously do that. And so unless they continuously do that and do well, I think it would be a tough game for them, but I still have them winning in a close one.
Our next one here, we have a battle of 2 1-3 teams, the Miami Dolphins and the Carolina Panthers in Carolina, 1 o'clock game on Fox. Another game I switched last minute. I originally had the Dolphins winning this game. Now I have the Panthers winning this game to get their second win of the season. Not really sure what to make of the Panthers, to be honest. I mean, a couple weeks back, they beat the Falcons 30-0, and then last week, they lose to the Patriots 42-6. And it's crazy because they actually gave up more yards, I believe, to the Falcons and didn't give up any points. And they gave up more yards in that game than they did against the Patriots last week. So it's kind of weird, but I feel like here, being back home against a Dolphins team that's been kind of, you know, obviously struggling to 1-3 as well, I think Bryce Young's going to have a, you know, bounce-back game against a suspect Miami defense. But I do think it'll be high-scoring. I do think Miami, even without Tyreek Hill, they have a lot of playmakers on offense, and I feel like it'll be a high-scoring game that I think Carolina will be able to pull out here.
Give me the Panthers in this one too, man. Give me the points. I see a lot of points here. I think the difference will be the Panthers will get a couple of stops. The Dolphins just simply won't. I don't think their defense is that good. I think that's just the Jets offense being the Jets offense at times, right? And that's what happened in that game. I think the Panthers offense will finally get clicking here. No Chuba Hubbard, so that's kind of tough. We'll see if they can run the ball a little bit better. I know they haven't really given the ball that much to him anyways, but losing him is still very tough regardless. So you wonder how they work with that, but this is a big game for Bryce Young, man. People have been trashing Bryce Young and his offense a lot all year. It's a big game for Dave Canales, man. You lose this game to a Miami team that looks like they're kind of, I mean, they were in the dumps at one point, and now they kind of, you know, they finally get a win against a winless team, and now they're coming to your house. You lose this game, your confidence is going to probably shoot to an all-time low. So it's a big game for the Panthers. I expect them to bounce back and win this game and kind of start carrying some momentum going forward. But if they don't, it could get a little bit ugly.
Yeah, and it is a battle, too, between, you know, two former star quarterbacks at Alabama, Tua versus Bryce Young. So that should be interesting to see between those two guys. Next, we're going to go into our 4 o'clock games here. So we have the 0-4 Tennessee Titans, who have been really struggling this season and didn't even score a single point last week, actually, against the Houston Texans. They're on the road taking on the Arizona Cardinals, who are 2-2 and kind of reeling a little bit. They've lost their last two after getting off to a 2-0 start. I think the Cardinals are going to bounce back and get to 3-2 on the season. The Titans offense, man, it's not looking too good at the start of the season. And that's just to say the least of it. They've been really struggling, and Arizona's defense has been really good so far this season. They've given up like think an average of 18.6 points per game this year. So they've been good on defense, and I think Kyler Murray and their offense, they'll be able to do just enough against a solid Titans defense. But I kind of feel bad for the Titans defense because they haven't been too bad this season. But when your offense can't do much and you're constantly on the field, it's just hard. Eventually you're going to give up some points. So I think the Cardinals are going to get a win here and just continue to, stay in the NFC West race, which has been pretty fun to watch so far this year.
This is an ultimate get-right game for the Cardinals. I have them winning as well. And it's just that the Titans, it's unfortunate. You think they're going to get a first win soon or sooner or later it might come or whatever. But I just don't see it happening in Arizona. Like you said, they lost two in a row, but man, oh man, this is exactly what the doctor ordered. A team that hasn't won anything, a team that can't move the ball. Tennessee's defense isn't the easiest to play against. They are very stingy.
Yeah.
But man, the Cardinals' offense, I don't know, it's up and down sometimes, but they're explosive. And then on defense, Nick Rallis really hasn't playing really well right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nick Rallis. But he can really play, these type of coverages that he's throwing out there are very interesting. That time is spent as Eagles linebackers coach. You can see he's very good at adapting guys and showing these pre-snap looks. So I think he does that again on Sunday. I think he confuses Cam Ward a little bit, and I think it'll be just enough to kind of push him over the board. I see a 7-10 point win in this game.
Next, we have a very fascinating battle here between 2-3-1 teams in the NFC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to Seattle to take on the 3-1 Seahawks. This should be interesting. I think both of these teams are pretty good. I think these are two playoff teams, honestly, in the NFC this year. I have the Seahawks winning this game at home. I just like the Seahawks defense. I think they're one of the best, maybe top 3 or 5 defenses in the league. And I like Tampa Bay. I love Baker Mayfield. That guy's an amazing player. But they're just dealing with too many injuries, I feel like, right now on offense, especially. They're Bucky Irving, their amazing running back. He's not going to play. Mike Evans is already injured. The offensive line, Tristan Wirfs came back, their star offensive tackle, came back last week in that game against the Eagles. But, they're still kind of, trying to gel with that offensive line as well. So I do like the Seahawks winning this game at home. I think Sam Darnold, he's been having a great season so far. Early in the season, but it doesn't look like his season with the Vikings last year was a fluke. So I think he's going to continue to play well and help the Seahawks get the win at home.
This is one of those ones, man. I put coin flip on our notes because I just really don't know. I truly still don't know who's going to win this one. I'm going to lean Seahawks, but I can see the Bucks winning this game. I really can, even with the injuries. I don't know me. I'm not a fan of the Seahawks. I'm really not. I think their defense is really good. Offensively, I'm just not scared of them. I'm not. I think last week kind of proved it. When they're running the ball decently, it works and it all looks good. But when they can't get the run going, I'm not scared of Darnold that much. JSN scares me a lot. I think he's one of the best receivers in the NFL already. He's that good. Yeah. And I know he doesn't have a crazy body of work, but I think he's that good that fast. But, man, I'm really, really, really a fan of, what they got going over there defensively. So I think that'll give him, kind of push him over above the hump and get him the win. But it wouldn't shock me if Tampa Bay pulls this one out, man. They always find a way to win these kind of weird, sloppy games. It's in Seattle. If it was in Tampa Bay, I'd probably take Tampa Bay, even without Bucky. But I can see Seattle winning this one by a field goal. I can also see them losing in a game-winning field goal. I don't know. It's tough. I'll lean Seattle, but it's very tough for me.
Next, we have a matchup between the 3-1 Detroit Lions. They're on the road taking on the 2-2 Cincinnati Bengals. For me personally, coming into the season, looking at this game, I was like, wow. Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, all those playmakers that both teams have on offense. I was like, man, this is going to be a high-scoring game. Can't wait for it. And, of course, Joe Burrow is injured. He's not going to play. And Jake Browning has not looked great at quarterback for the Bengals so far this season in Burrow's place. And the Lions have won 3 straight games. It looks like that week one game against the Packers, as we keep going along away from that game, it looks like that game was a fluke because the Lions are looking like, the team we saw last year that won 15 games and was the best in the NFC. So I think the Lions are going to get this win and go to 4-1. Their offense right now is just clicking. I know the Browns defense did a good job against them last week, but it's the Browns defense, one of the best in the NFL. The Bengals defense is not one of the best defenses in the NFL. So I do think the Lions will be able to score some points there. And I like the choice defense as well. Aiden Hutchinson, he's getting back into the swing of things. He's looking very good again. I think they're going to be able to bother Jake Browning in this game and continue to press forward with the win.
Yeah, I'm with you. I also got the Lions. It's tough, man. The Joe Burrow thing,
yeah.
What are you going to do? He's injured a lot, and it happens. It's just that he's super unlucky right now. And, the Lions are a wagon. I don't know if I would say week one I still don't think it's a fluke. I just think they, they came out slow. It's week one. It happens. Aaron Rodgers said it best. Week one, you're just not going to get your best stuff all the time. You have to adjust to things. I also do think the Packers played very well.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it happens. It's a divisional matchup. It's tough week one. People are expecting the Lions to beat them. A lot of people had the Lions favored. It happens, right? But yeah, the Lions are finally starting to find their groove. And they're just a lot better than the Browns. Now they're just a lot better than the Bengals at this point. I think even with Joe Burrow in this game, I think the Lions would still win this game. Obviously, it'd be a lot closer and it'd be interesting. I just think the Lions is another case of, there are some teams in the NFL that, just let's be honest, like, let's keep it a buck. Their quarterback is making their team look a lot better than they actually are. The Bengals are one of those teams. They're just not very good. Like, they're a bottom, in my opinion, bottom eight roster, fully healthy. Like, they're not good. So, in my opinion, at least, especially on paper. And that doesn't translate to success most of the time. So, Joe Burrow, as good as he is, Jake Browning, whoever they had there, it's tough playing with a team like that. And I don't know. I have the Lions, especially without Joe Burrow, winning this game by a lot. Like, I think 14 to 20 points, something like that.
Yeah. This could be a game, I'm not going to lie, where, you know, it's fourth quarter and the Lions have already scored 40 points. And then Dan Campbell just, like, they just bring out, like, a trick play, throw it to one of the offensive linemen and just run up the score. I can easily just see that happening, to be honest, in this game. Next, we have, I guess you can say, America's Game of the Week here, the Washington Commanders at 2-2, taking on the L.A. Chargers at 3-1, 4-25 game here. I have the Chargers winning this game. I know Jaden Daniels is going to be back for the Commanders, which is huge, obviously, for Washington. But they just have so many injuries. You look at their wide receivers. Terry McLaurin's not going to play. Noah Brown's not going to play. And Deebo Samuel, I believe, did not practice yesterday. I'm not sure if he practiced today as of this recording. But for me personally, I just think the Chargers, they're going to bounce back after that loss last week to the Giants. I think Justin Herbert's going to have a great game against that Commanders defense, which has kind of been, you know, up and down this year, especially in the secondary. They have some leakage there. So I think Herbert's going to have a big game. I can easily see 400 yards from him in this game. And I think the Chargers are going to bounce back and go to 4-1.
Washington is slowly emerging as one of the worst defensive teams in the NFL. Last week, the Falcons, who a week before that against the Panthers got shut out, right? They put up, like, they were doing whatever they wanted offensively against Washington. And unfortunately, this is what happens when you don't correctly build your team, right? They were building off a lot of success off of last year. They got hyped off of it. And instead of really improving your team and drastically making moves that could really help during this rookie window or rookie contract window for Jaden Daniels, they basically didn't really do much. They addressed the offensive line, but they didn't really do anything else other than that. And now they run into a bad situation where nothing's working out. Your quarterback's injured. Your offensive line hasn't been as good as you thought. Everything's kind of going wrong. Guys are getting injured. Terry McLaurin is probably dealing with a sports hernia. It hasn't officially come out, but whatever he's dealing with, it's more than just a quad. It's probably a sports hernia as well. Everything that's going on there is not good. The omen's not great. And this is one of the worst teams you can play against now because they just lost a game where you would think they'd probably come out and win, and they lost. Chargers are going to be red hot. They're going to be ready to go. It's in L.A. I think this one's going to get pretty bad pretty quickly. We'll see. It could be completely wrong. But, yeah, I think the Chargers win by a lot.
Next, we have our Sunday night football game here. New England Patriots at 2-2, taking on the Buffalo Bills at 4-0. Big AFC East matchup here. I think the Bills are going to win this game. I think they're going to go to 5-0 in the season and remain unbeaten. It's crazy because it's only week five, but I feel like basically the AFC East, the Bills can almost wrap up the AFC East if they win this game, because as we talked about, the Jets, they're 0-4, the Dolphins are 1-3. It looks like both of those teams are not going to be factors in the division race. So it's really just the Patriots who are, you know, 2-2 right now. I do think the Patriots will put up a good fight. Drake May, you know, the second year quarterback, he looked very good this year. He looks like he's going to be one of the next star quarterbacks in the NFL, but this is a tall task, I feel like, you know, to go on the road in Buffalo Sunday night. Josh Allen, I just feel like the Bills are, you know, one of the top teams in the league right now. They've won 14 straight games at home. I do think that streak will come to an end eventually, you know, potentially this season, but I just don't think it's going to happen this week against the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I also got the Bills moving to 5-0. The Bills have been very fortunate in terms of, like, how things have started so far. They probably should start the season 0-1, right? Yeah. They, again, capitalized on the Ravens' mistakes, and they win the game. And they, again, they good on them for taking care of business with a relatively mediocre schedule early on other than that game. But, I just think they continue to win and keep rolling as a wagon. The Patriots, there's a lot of things, again, that's not the most effective. I know they had a good win last week, but just I think it's just on paper. Again, it's a lot of times you go on paper, it's just not one of those things, or it's the NFL, anything can happen. Some people have the Bills losing this game. They can see an upset happening. You never know, maybe the Bills even isn't as sharp. But I don't know. I just think the Bills are just too good. I think they'll capitalize enough. they are divisional. It's a divisional matchup, and we know how those go. It can get tough, especially the night games. So maybe the Patriots will put up a lot of points and kind of battle well, but I'm probably going to go with the Buffalo Bills and just stick with that. I think the safe option is always the best one. I think Josh Allen will get it done.
Next, we have our Monday Night Football matchup here, the last game of the week. The Kansas City Chiefs, suddenly red hot, I guess you could say. Kansas City Chiefs at 2-2 take on the 3-1 Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday Night Football. Man, I've been going back and forth with this game. I'm not sure who to take. Even here in our notes, I have the Chiefs winning, but right now I'm actually going to change it. I'm going to take the Jaguars. Duval, Leon Cohen. I think he's going to get the win here at home. I think the Jaguars are going to get this win here at home, man. The more I thought about it, I just feel like their defense, you know, they've been playing on an elite level so far this year. The new defensive coordinator, Anthony Campanelli, I'm saying his name right, former linebackers coach for the Packers from last year. He's been doing a great job with the Jaguars defense. They lead the league in takeaways with 13 and interceptions. They have 9 interceptions. And I just feel like they're going to be able to do a good job against the Chiefs offense, which, you know, looked great last week against the Ravens defense, but I'm not sure it'd be too mean, but I feel like me and you, Peter, we could, you know, line up right now and we could score some points in the Ravens defense the way it's looking right now. So I just feel like the Jaguars are going to continue their, you know, hot start to the season. It'll be a close game, but I do like Jacksonville to win it. I think Trevor Lawrence will kind of get it going this week and improve starting this week.
I also have, man, I have coin flip on this thing. Like, I still don't really know who to take. I've been, like, kind of up and down. I don't know. It's hard to, like, Jackson was playing really well defensively. Like, everything points to kind of them playing good defense and getting stops. Obviously, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. You never know when Patrick Mahomes, he can pull something out of nowhere, and they're starting to look a little bit better. I'm going to go with the Jaguars in this one as well. I think if Rasheed Rice, I really do think it's that slow of a margin. I think if Rasheed Rice was playing in this game, I think the Chiefs win. And the reason being is I just think when it gets to these top third downs, Jacksonville's been dialing up these things where they do these weird hybrid coverages, man slash zone, and kind of mixing things in. Whereas it's like, oh, someone needs to win or someone needs to do this. And I don't know if Tyquan Thornton can continue being that guy. But on third down, if it's not Kelce, it's Tyquan Thornton. So far, it's been a lot of him and Juju. I don't think it continues. I think it's just too tough. I don't think they're that good at separators. If Tyquan Thornton can do that and prove us wrong or prove me wrong, sure, it'd be great. I just don't see it happening. I think Jacksonville is just enough defensively. And I think Liam Cohen has something special going with the running game. Travis Etienne all of a sudden looks like he's good again. Yeah. I mean, everyone was ready to count this guy out. He was dead in the water. I know in most of our fantasy leagues, no one took the guy. Yeah. And now he looks like the guy who just came straight out of Clemson again. Like, he looks remarkable running the football. I'm going to go with Jacksonville in a very close one. I think Jacksonville does just enough defensively. And I think the Chiefs just don't have enough. I think, again, if Rasheed Rice is playing this game, I think the Chiefs win. Because I just think he suddenly is just going to win a lot of one-on-ones that their guys simply just don't have right now.
Yeah, you make a good point. Obviously, with Rasheed Rice being probably, you know, the Chiefs' best receiver and whatnot. Xavier Worthy is back, though. And he was, you know, obviously looked pretty good against the Ravens. It is the Ravens' defense, obviously. Yeah, but
like, he's really good. Like, again, but against man, I think, again, like, his running is not like, he's fast. And he can get open. He's not a horrible separator. But Rasheed Rice is a different man. Rasheed Rice and Mahomes, their connection.
Yeah, the chemistry is crazy.
Mahomes was saying, like, it was almost like telepathic. Like, how they were, like, and it was so weird because he's like, I guess it's just the Texas blood in us. But, like, in all seriousness, it's like, how crazy is that? That connection from the jump was, like, special almost. Yeah. It seemed like they had something going right away, and he just doesn't have that right now. Like, Kelce was that guy. He's not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he's in a game like this where Jacksonville runs man coverage and these weird coverages. I think he might eat him alive and go for 10 catches, 90 yards, something like that, and score. I just think no Rasheed Rice. It's going to be very, very tough. Unless they have some explosive plays. Jacksonville's really yet to give up a lot of explosive plays yet. If they can do that, they all have a chance, but I just don't see it. I really don't.
Yeah, and you made a good point, too, with Leon Cohen, like the running game with Travis Etienne, because last year when Cohen was the offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers, the year before Cohen was there, the Buccaneers had the worst rushing attack in the NFL. Last year, with Cohen as the offensive coordinator, I think they were in the top three in rushing attack with Bucky Irving and whatnot, and now we're seeing him work the same magic kind of with the Jaguars. So, Leon Cohen, man, he's definitely one of the best offensive masterminds in the NFL right now. So, I think, you know, he's going to continue to do well in Jacksonville. With that being said, that marks the end of our episode here, episode 16 of the Ash Bros podcast. Me and Peter, thank you all so much for listening to this episode. We all hope you have an incredible, incredible day. You can check out our Instagram account at Ash Bros Podcast for more NFL content and analysis. And we'll see you all in the next one.